What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I'm in the middle of a village in Kenya right now, and I wanted to welcome you to the Marketing Secrets Podcast.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, everyone. So I am about to start packing up my bags after spending 3 days here in a little community called Ndau. I'm probably going to pronounce that wrong. And it's been a really special trip. This is actually, so those who don't know, this is my third time coming to Kenya. We came the first time in 2012, and it was the first time I'd ever been in a country like Kenya, and it was this emotional, crazy experience, and we fell in love with the children and the people here. In fact, we met a little girl here that first time. Her name is Jane, who became almost like a daughter to us. And as we went home, we ended up keeping communication with her, and she was, I think, 13 years old at the time. And that was the first time we came to Kenya. And then two years ago, we weren't really planning on coming back again, but actually Dylan Jones is one of the initial co-founders of ClickFunnels. He was supposed to come on the trip. I think he forgot to get his shots or something in time, or I don't know what it was. And so, but we still had our shots from 4 years earlier, still raging through our blood. So they let us come back. And so or they needed someone to take the spot that Dylan had paid for. So we, like, with a week's notice, jumped and came back out and just came for 3 days just to be with the kids. And it was amazing because we got there, and Jane had graduated from the school, and she was going to secondary school, which is like their high school. And so she came back to the village and saw my wife, and it was just like this amazing emotional experience. My wife was bawling her eyes out and crying, and it was an amazing experience. That was 2 years ago. And then at Fun Hiking Live 2 years ago, we made an offer where we said, hey, if you guys want to actually come to Kenya with us and build schools with us, you can do it. And so we had about 15 or so people who each paid about $20,000 to build a classroom in Kenya and so collectively it was enough to build an entire school. And we were supposed to come out last year, but the trip was set at a time that there turned out to be some political elections and things. So we ended up canceling the trip and moving it till right now. And so right now we're here with a bunch of the donors from Fun Hiking Live, and they all had a chance over the last 3 days to see their actual school. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. If you've been following me on Instagram or Facebook, you've probably seen videos and pictures of it. But it's beautiful. And so we got to dedicate the school yesterday. We had a big celebration. It was cool. But actually, let me step back. I could tell you guys stories for hours, but I have to start packing in the next about 5 minutes. So this will be a little short and condensed, but there's a couple messages I wanted to share before I left this beautiful place and forgot. So this time when we came in, Clint and I came in a day early, because now Jane, we've been funding her to go to college. And so she's actually in college now. So we came a day early to see her. And so we had a chance she came to our hotel and we met her. And it's just amazing to see this progression in 6 years of this little girl who, you know, had nothing in this little village, who's just getting the ability to learn for the first time because we built this school here. And now 6 years later, she's in college, and she got a job as a model, and she's doing this modeling thing. We actually are helping her to fly to Germany to compete in a modeling competition in Germany later on this year. And she took us to her home, which her home is probably 300 feet, you know, square feet, maybe 350 if you count the bathrooms and stuff. Which the bathroom is literally, you know, a 2-foot by 2-foot room with a toilet, and then there's a shower above the toilet. Like, it's crazy. And she was so proud of it. She wanted to show us, and she wanted us to be proud of her. And she had her own little home, and she, you know, could cook her own food. And then she took us to her school and showed us, you know, we met her principal and saw the classrooms. And, it was just so cool to see her and how she just wanted, us to be proud of her, which we are. And it was such a cool experience. All right, so let me fast forward to the last 3 days here. So we've been here in this community, and we got to help paint the school, and we got to help build these brick paths, and, you know, doing all this manual labor. But the best part is the kids. There's about, think 250 kids that now attend this school we built. And so we were playing with them, we were wrestling with them, we were playing soccer with them. I taught them dog pile, which means I run and then I bend over and all 250 or so jumped on my back at once. Like, I'm so sore today. Anyway, but it's just been an amazing experience. And then yesterday they had this really cool celebration where the government officials came in and the community came in. About 500 or 600 people were here, and we got to dedicate the school. And it was cool because they asked if Colette and I would actually speak at the dedication. And so there was an interpreter there for us, and we had to stand up, and I told the story of why I'm here. I told the story about basically 10 years ago, Stu McLaren and Amy, his wife, had a vision for this thing where they were going to build schools in Kenya, and he called me up and told me the vision. And then, you know, 6 years ago, Stu brought me here, and I told him how we fell in love with the Kenyan people, and how then when we went back home, we told our community, the Funnel Hacking, ClickFunnels community, about what was happening here. And for those of you guys who don't know, some of you guys know this, but every time you build a funnel inside of ClickFunnels and you set the funnel live, we actually donate $1 towards World Teach-Aid. So every time you're building ClickFunnels, you're actually helping build schools. And I told him, I said, there's tens of thousands of entrepreneurs who every single day are trying to grow their own companies. And when they do that, they are investing here in this community because they love you guys as well. And just for example, last year alone at Funnel Hacking Live, it used to be called World Teach-Aid. They changed the name to Village Impact. But we gave Village Impact a check for over $120,000 or $130,000. And that comes from all of you guys building funnels. And so we gave them, told them about that. And I said, and there's some donors who wanted who loved you guys so much they wanted to come. And they introduced them to the donors who came. And anyway, just a really special moment. But this one I want to share. Actually, there's two more things I want to share. So the first one was, as I'm sitting there during the ceremony, I'm thinking about, there's two charities, as you guys know, that I participate in, that I believe in. And one is Operation Underground Railroad, which is the charity that we've been working with that saves children from human trafficking, from sex slavery. And then the other one is Village Impact, which helps to build schools and educate children in these third world countries. And I was sitting here thinking, how do these things tie together? Like, I'm drawn to both of them so strongly. Like, how do these things fit together? And also the two words that came in my mind were liberation and education. And I started thinking, that's what we're doing. Like, we're liberating children and then we're educating children. And I thought, what greater mission in the world is there than to liberate children from evil people and then to educate children so they can change the world, they can change their world as they grow up. It's got me excited. I think that moving forward, that's going to be a big part of my from the philanthropy or charity or whatever you want to call it side of me and my business, is that mantra of liberation and education. Let's liberate and educate children. Because if you can liberate a child and give them a life, and then you can educate a child so they can create their own life, like, what better mission can we have on this earth than that? And so anyway, I just want to share that with you. Liberate and educate children. That's my focus is moving forward, and you'll see a lot more of that at Funnel Hacking Live and moving forward. In fact, I'm already envisioning a t-shirt that says liberate on one sleeve and educate on the other sleeve, one with the OUR logo, one with the the Village Impact logo, and then maybe the Funnel Hackers in the middle, bridging the gap between these two vital important missions. So excited. Anyway, all right, so one more story I'm going to tell you, and then I will wrap it up for today, because I'm already over my time limit, and they're probably going to miss the bus right home to Nairobi if I don't hurry. after the ceremony ended yesterday, I was on Voxer, and I was kind of, working on a really cool funnel you guys will see soon, so I was kind of giving some feedback to some people. And as I'm doing that, I look up, and there's this man walking towards me. He's got a backpack on, he's got a suit on, and he's 33 years old, and he's walking towards me, and I look up, and I'm still doing my thing, and I look a little closer, and he's looking right at me, and he's got kind of a smile on his face, and I'm looking, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, that's Leonard. And so I put my phone down, I come and run and give him a huge hug. And some of the backstory on Leonard is, as we were helping Jane in college about 2.5-3 years ago, Jane, who I mentioned earlier, we asked Irene, who's one of the main people here in Kenya on the ground that that run the Whole Village Impact mission, who says, Colette had this impression. She's like, is there another kid? There's someone else. Helping. She's like, we want to help one more person. Is there one more person we can help? And Irene said, well, actually, there's this boy who he's a hard worker. So he said, right now he's in the community's volunteer teaching for free. He's got a wife and five kids. And he was studying school to be a doctor of like microbiology and things like that. So that basically he'd done 2.5 years of his schooling, but he had to drop out because they had no more money to keep funding it. And now he's back in the village just volunteering and working and trying to help serve the community. And said that, you know, he's a hard worker who got really high grades and would love to go back to school. And so Colette said yes, and she came to me and said, hey, there's this other kid we're going to help, and it's like $800 a semester for him to go to school, and you know, he's got, I can't remember, 5 or 6 semesters left. And so she's like, I sent the money for him to finish his schooling. And so for us, it's like, what, $2,500 or, you know, $3,000 or whatever it was. Like, just, not something we think about. Like, oh, here you go. And we just, you know, gave the money. And it was for this boy, Leonard, who's an amazing human. 5 kids. Oh, just such a cool guy. So I see him, and he gives me a huge hug, and he starts telling me the story from the very beginning. He says, okay. And he starts talking about what was happening and the village he was in, and how he got the government moved him out of the village, and then he fought to get back into school, and then he worked all year round, raised funds for school, and he went to a semester, and then he had to work for another year, raise funds, go to another semester, and all these things. And finally, when school got ripped away from him last time, and he couldn't raise funds anymore, and they said that one day he was with his family, and they were out in the field getting food for their family. And he said he got this phone call from Irene. And he said that on the phone call, Irene said, hey, I found some donors who want to sponsor you for school. And they've already wired the money, and it's in an account, and you can start school. And he said he sat there in his field with his kids just crying that there was somebody on earth who cared enough about him and his family to do this. And he said, I told myself and I told my family that because somebody cared this much, that I was not going to take it easy, or I'm not going to relax. I'm going to do my best and get the highest grades possible. And so he went back to school, and over the next 2.5 years or so, he got his degree. He got honors. He was the top 3 out of his, like, out of all the class. I think he was the 2nd or the 3rd highest marks. And what was crazy is he actually, this yesterday morning, had jumped in a motorcycle and driven for 4 hours to get here to see us. And the streets here aren't like streets in America. These are like roads with 4-foot potholes. Like, it's crazy. It's not an easy drive. Drove 4 hours to get here to come and to tell me the story. And then afterwards, he opened his backpack and he pulled out his diploma. And he wanted me to see his diploma because he was so proud of it. And we looked at his diploma, and Clint and I both just gave him a hug. We were so proud of him. And then what he said that was so powerful, he said, every single night, my wife and my 5 kids, we pray for you in America. We pray for the people who cared enough about our family to help support us. And it brought tears to my eyes, just thinking, God, like, you think about the everyday struggles we're dealing with, like how powerful to have family or families on the other side of the world who are so clean and so pure and such good people who are praying for us to survive and to thrive and to do good because we serve them. And we literally changed not just his life, but like he told us after he graduated, he said he went back to the school, which one of the schools the Village Impact built. He said, I wore all of my robes and we had a huge celebration. The government came out and it told all the kids that because I was successful, because I got a degree, all of you guys can get degrees. He said, now there's an entire community of kids who believe they can get a degree because you believed that I could get a degree. And it's just such a special, special, special thing. And so, I know this isn't like me teaching you a marketing secret or anything, but I kind of indirectly am. I promise you guys, as you start shifting your focus from yourselves to your customers, I think that's the first level, you will start seeing your businesses grow. What I mean by that is most entrepreneurs start typically from a selfish standpoint, like I want to make money, which is not bad. That's how, that's what gives most of us enough desire to get through the pain that it takes to get one of these things running, right? But the people who grow are the ones who very quickly shift from a me focused to like, oh my gosh, I'm serving these people and this is amazing. And that becomes the focus of serving other people. And I think the third tier after that is when you start looking outside of just your customers. Like you look outside of yourself, look outside of your customers to like, how can you have a greater impact on people who they can't necessarily do anything for you other than pray for you, which is amazing. And you know, I look at my business, I look at the blessings that I receive daily, and I think a huge piece of that is because I've been willing to give time and money to people like this, and now because I was willing to do that, I have an army of people around the world who are praying for our success, who are praying for my family, who are praying for my marriage, who are praying for my business, who are praying that I will continue to be successful because I cared enough to try to change their world. And so for you guys, I just want you guys to think about that as you're looking through your own personal evolution, that, you know, initially it's you, then it's your customers, and then it's outside of that. Like, how can you help? And, you know, I always get nervous sharing these kind of things because I don't know. You know, I like bragging about my customers. I don't like bragging about like charity stuff. And that's not the point of this. The point though is hopefully to inspire you guys to do more of it. Because I promise you, have an army of people on the other side of the world praying for you is a powerful force. And so again, my new mission after this trip is to liberate and to educate children. And I will continue to have ways that you guys can participate in that vision, that mission, if you feel like I do. You know, on the OUR side, we have OURfilm.org. You can go watch that, and that'll help you learn how to liberate children. And we're going to be putting out some really cool funnels on the education side with World Teach Trade as well. So you can, and I'll announce some of those when we get home, and you can see how to help on the education side as well. But find a mission like that. You know, Stu talked about this yesterday. Anissa, who came from our ClickFunnels community here to Kenya as well, she talked about it as well. You know, a lot of us feel guilt, internal subconscious guilt, when we start making money, that holds us back. And I think when you start realizing that the more money you make, the bigger impact you can have, that's when you start getting free. Like Sue talked about, he had all these mental barriers because he felt guilt, like subconsciously he felt guilty making money, and he can never get past certain levels. And then he started shifting to helping other people and realized, man, the more money I make, the more people I can help. Then those subconscious beliefs disappeared, and he was able to grow his company to the levels he wanted to and that he needed to. I think the same thing's true for all of you guys as well. So anyway, I just want to shout out to you guys today. I'm looking at all these kids, probably 100 kids are now watching me, waiting for us to come play. So I have to go finish packing my bags, and come play with the kids, and then we're heading back to Nairobi. And then after that, we're heading to a safari for a couple days, which will be really neat as well. But nothing's as good as this first 3 days we get to play with the kids and be here in the village. So there you go, guys. Appreciate you all. Thanks for listening. Hopefully this helps shape and help focus your vision. Because while it may not seem like it has anything to do with business, it has everything to do with business. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.